Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place we can start, and that's with England, as Gareth Southgate named his 26-man squad for this month's World Cup. James Maddison, Callum Wilson and Chelsea midfielder Conor Gallagher have all been included, but Fikayo Tomori and Ivan Toney miss out. Here's the England boss, Gareth Southgate, who's been speaking exclusively to TalkSport, and he begins by explaining why the Leicester midfielder was included.
Well, he's in because his form justifies that. I think he's a slightly different type of player. It's really interesting when you look at our attacking players. They all have slightly different attributes, and depending on who we're playing and different moments of games, we could need those different approaches to unlock defences. So, and also, you just don't know what's going to happen with players, and especially the injury situation that we've had with the compact nature of the season and the intensity of the games. So, yeah, we're pleased with the process we've been through. We think it's been thorough, and we like the balance of the squad.
There are obviously players who miss out, and you talked about those hard conversations. Ivan Toney is a name that is obviously going to come up as someone who has posted brilliant numbers, didn't get an opportunity on the pitch in September. Was it a straight shootout between Callum Wilson and Ivan? And how did Callum come out on top, if so?
Yeah, I mean, Tammy is obviously in that group as well because he's been with us for more of the more recent squads. Callum wasn't available for September, so that was one of the reasons we wanted to have a look at Ivan because, you know, Callum has had injuries in the past. We still feel Dominic Calvert-Lewin has got so many good attributes as well, and unfortunately he's not able to stay fit. So, you know, there were a number of players in that mix. In the end, we feel that Callum's in a really good moment. His team are going well. That's helped. And he's been with us a little bit more before. We've seen him on the pitch with Ivan. We wanted to find out more about him last month. And, you know, he's done brilliantly to get himself in the frame. And now he's got to use that as a springboard to try and be available and, you know, get involved with England in the future.
Me and Danny talked earlier about Conor Gallagher, didn't we?
Yep.
He wasn't actually in our 26, okay. but what is it about him that made you want to bring him out to Qatar?
Yeah, I think that he is a, you know, when you talk about midfield players, I said in the main broadcast interviews that do they stop goals, do they create goals, do they score goals? And sometimes you can see players that are really pleasant on the eye that don't do any of those things. Conor actually does a bit of all of that. You know, he regains the ball really well, probably presses as well as anybody in the league, and presses and actually wins the ball for you. He has chipped in with a lot of goals at Crystal Palace and goals from open play, not set plays. And he does create goals. So he is a player that makes things happen. He's got a particular profile and areas of the pitch that I think he works at his best. But that might really work for us at certain moments of the tournament.
And here's more fallout to the squad from the Leicester boss Brendan Rodgers, the Brentford manager Thomas Frank, and the former England internationals Leanne Sanderson, Danny Mills, Gabby Agbonlahor and Stuart Pearce.
We have Jordan Pickford, Nick Pope and Aaron Ramsdale in defence. Trent Alexander-Arnold does make it. Connor Cody, Eric Dyer, Harry Maguire, Luke Shaw, John Stones, Kieran Trippier, Kyle Walker and Ben White. Midfielders, Jude Bellingham, Conor Gallagher, Jordan Henderson, Mason Mount, Calvin Phillips and Declan Rice. And then the forwards, Phil Foden, Jack Grealish, Harry Kane, James Maddison, Marcus Rashford, Bukayo Saka, Raheem Sterling and, as we expected, Callum Wilson.
There's not too many question marks from the masses. That's what I would say about this squad. There's one or two little this one or that one, but in the main, I think people see it as quite a balanced squad.
We have 9 defenders, 1 left-footed, and we've got a left-footed defender in Tomori who won Serie A. I just feel that if we are depending on Kyle Walker being fit because our defence lacks pace, that could be the biggest decision.
I had Tomori in my squad.
Yeah, that could be the biggest decision. No, the biggest factor, of us progressing in the knockout stages if Kyle Walker's fit.
Smalling's been fantastic at Roma. No one's given him a shout. Everyone's completely ignored
Danny,
him.
Danny, you know I would argue.
Well, that's the same argument. So he's not in. Tomori's not in. I would argue that James Tarkowski's been fantastic for Everton this season. I would put Tarkowski in ahead of Tomori.
So there's no Jared Bowen, no Tammy Abraham, no Ivan Toney, no James Ward-Prowse, no Fikayo Tomori as well. Wow.
I don't think there's too many huge arguments, you know. Tammy Abraham, not in fantastic form at the moment. Tomori, I don't see enough of him. Toney, not been involved. The rest of the squad pretty much picks itself with all the injuries.
These coaches, they not always take the best decisions, including myself. All people in the world are biased, okay? You can't find a better striker in form in the country after Harry Kane. Impossible.
I'm happy with James Maddison. I'm not happy that Ivan Toney's not in the squad. I feel like he should have been. I'm happy Maddison is in the squad. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I feel like Callum Wilson, I mean, what a story, eh?
I think his level of consistency and the work ethic and the talent and what he's proven over these last few years has swung that sort of decision for him, because he's a fantastic player and one of the best players in the Premier League.
I'm buzzing that Maddison's in it.
I think we all feel like
Maddison had to be in that squad. It wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't kick a ball in the World Cup, but he's done the right thing taking him.
No huge surprises. I know we talked about the Maddison thing, but that was always going to be a 50-50 in or out. And I think it's as balanced as it possibly can be.
Whilst on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, we were joined by the Arsenal and England goalkeeper, Aaron Ramsdale, to reflect on his call-up to the 26-man squad.
Found out today at about 10 to 12. We got a text from Emily, who's our like player liaison. She looks after the group. And yeah, I actually found out that Ben was in the group first, and we were all buzzing for him. And then it kind of filtered through that me and Bakayo were in it as well. So I think the very first reaction was we were just buzzing for Ben White.
My last question, then I'll let you go. There's every chance, of course, England in a World Cup competition. Certainly in the knockout stages, we could go to penalties. That must be on your mind. I'm guessing it's on the mind of every England goalkeeper that goes to a major tournament. What do you personally do? Do you have instructions on your water bottles in case of penalty shootouts? Have you been keeping an eye on certain nations? Is that down to you? Is it as and when you play a certain country? What happens there?
Our goalkeeping group at England is so methodical. Without giving too much away, we go into a lot of detail about the countries which we'll be playing against. And as a goalkeeping group, goalkeeping coach, we will watch the penalties together. We'll all then put our own input of what we think personally they will do. And then we will look at sort of the stats of where they've been and try and see if we can decide on one. So it takes a lot of time with the penalties, but past few tournaments especially it's worked great for us, so I think we'll carry on doing that.
Aaron, you speak about penalties there, and someone who unfortunately is not there is probably one of the best penalty takers on the planet, and that's Ivan Toney. First of all, have you taken one of his penalties, gone against him in training in one of his penalties, and does it surprise you that he wasn't there?
I haven't. I've watched him take a couple of penalties at the last camp. I was quite thankful that I wasn't involved. You know, Dean Henderson was on the end of it, but it's crazy how composed, and it's just mental. Obviously, we see it. Whenever we get to penalty in the Premier League, we see it, and it's exactly the same. But you know, this World Cup is so difficult with the timing, with injuries and people scoring and keeping clean sheets and all this goes with it. So I think the manager has a hard enough job picking players, and he's gone with what he thinks be the best for England to win the World Cup. And now that's happened, injuries can change that, but hopefully that 26 will win the World Cup for England.
We've been very kind. We've not asked you any horrible questions because you're such a lovely young man. I'm going to ask you one horrible one. Are Arsenal going to win the Premier League?
England are going to win the World Cup first.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, moving on to last night's Carabao Cup action and Manchester United beat Aston Villa. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Beat by Villa on Sunday. They don't want history repeating itself tonight. Coming in the far post is Dallow with a header just over the top of the crossbar. Took a deflection, that's going to be a corner.
The quality on show in the last 20 minutes of this first half has been not far short of shambolic.
Ramsey's spotted the run of Watkins and he's in behind Maguire here and into the box and facing up to Bravka. He's chipped him and put it into the net and now they're making some noise, the Aston Villa supporters. Fernandes is getting in behind himself and trying to square it towards Martial on the edge of the 6-yard box, and it's an instantaneous response right from the kickoff from Manchester United. It's an own goal from Diogo Dalot and Aston Villa have retaken the lead. Michael's a Rashford on the edge of the area, he skips past one challenge, gets into the box and rifles the ball in. Brilliant from Marcus Rashford.
I mean, this game is unbelievable. It's just sprung to life, hasn't it? But where was this? Where was this in the first half?
Olsen's given the ball away again. Garnacho onto Fernandes to win it. And he does just that. Down the left-hand side, delivering a ball into the box. It's a good one for McTominay, who gets on the end of it. What a delivery from Garnacho. Manchester United 4, Aston Villa 2. What a terrific second half from Erik ten Hag's men.
Elsewhere, Southampton have appointed Nathan Jones as their new manager on a 3.5-year deal after leaving Luton Town. But who will replace him? One man who won't be in the frame is the former Burnley gaffer Sean Dyche, who has told Jim White and Simon Jordan that he still earned the right to manage in the Premier League.
7 out of 8 years in the Premier League, I think I've earned the right to at least have a window to look at if a Premier League fancy me, you know, Premier League club, if they fancy me or they want me, they want to interview or whatever they need to do to give me a chance. So, you know, Eddie's a good example. I mean, he waited quite a long time. It was like 18 months or whatever, yeah, come around his way. I think I've earned the right to at least our window to be back in what I would describe one of the best leagues in the world, if not the best.
Sure, but you're very comfortable in saying to us today, look, the Premier League is for me. I'm a Premier League manager.
No, hang on, currently. Don't forget, I was a journeyman player. I played at all different levels. So I'm not against managing at any level. But the point is, you earn the right to at least give yourself a window for other teams a chance. Because there's only 20 jobs out there in the Premier League. They're not all going to come up at once. And you're not going to be the flavour of the month for all of them. Yeah. So therefore, it does probably take a window. You know, I'm not whatever, you know, I'm not Jurgen Klopp and Pep who can just pick a club and go, right, that's for me, that's not me. So I have to earn the right. I have, I think, at least to have a window to see if anything comes my way.
What does a good job look like for you, Sean? That's not who, because that's difficult for you to put it in. No, I wouldn't want to light on it. But what does a good job look like for you? And what do you think a good job is?
You just sometimes get a feel that a club has got a solid base to it, a solid core. You know, whether it's be the boardroom usually and the feeling. You know, I've been around it enough to know some of the runners and riders involved in Premier League clubs, and there's like a feel to it. You know, and there's a I call it like a heartbeat to the club. Some have to build that, of course. Some you have to actually instill it. That might be part of your job as a manager, to give that feel to a team or to a club, because maybe it's got lost or it's got stretched. Beyond that, of course, the usual, if it's a Premier League, you'd arguably need some kind of finance. You know, no one's got magic dust. I certainly haven't. You need some kind of finance to allow you the chance to operate. But the biggest thing is look at what you've got first and mould that into a team that can compete. That was what I felt was my strength, if you like, or it's my way of doing things. Look at what the reality is.
And we end today with some cricket chat. And England, of course, are through to the final of the T20 World Cup after tonking India by 10 wickets in Adelaide. Here's reaction from the England captain, Jos Buttler, double Ashes winner, Steve Hammy-Harmison, and the India head coach, Rahul Dravid.
Wow, what a moment for England. A pinch-me moment. Who'd have thought this?
Immensely proud of the guys. That was a brilliant performance. By far our best performance in the tournament. And, you know, to do it on a day like today in such a high-pressure game is immensely satisfying.
Obviously disappointed to finish in the semi-finals. But, just outplayed, outclassed today. They were the better team in all departments, really. And the scoreline showed that.
Yeah, it was just a fantastic performance, I think. And, you know, coming up against such a formidable team as India, they're so well supported, of course.
You mentioned going all Andrew McKenna. I feel like going all Jason Cundy here. I really do. I really feel like going it, because we've had so many bad times against India in recent past.
I think we're a good team. When they play their best, you're a tough team to beat. So, incredibly dangerous side, huge confidence in the group, and saved our best performance so far for today.
To see Joss and Alex Hales go about the way they did was just phenomenal. But it was set up by the bowlers. It really was.
An absolute shellacking over the pre-tournament favourites, India. England have chased down 169 within 16 overs, and they haven't even lost a wicket.
A brilliant performance. To play so well in a semi-final of a World Cup is great.
Harsha Bogle said something brilliant, I thought, and it's spot on commentary. He says this is like two boxers from different weight categories having a go at each other.
You don't come down this road very often, so it's certainly something to be relished, to be enjoyed, and just encourage us to play with the same freedom, you know, win, lose, draw, that we showed tonight.
India has been a group of individuals for a number of years. I think they've got better as being in a team and being a collective unit, but I still think they're a bunch of individuals playing as a team.
Debacle, I'm not sure is the right word, but disappointing, certainly.
England are through to the final, where they'll face Pakistan at the MCG on Sunday after thrashing India by 10 wickets.
To play against India, as I've said, in this kind of environment, in a fantastic cricket stadium, absolutely is immensely satisfying.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'm back this afternoon on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent, building up to a weekend of Premier League football. Yeah, the last one before the World Cup. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.